Ladies and gentlemen, excellent to be here with you again today. My name is George Tirebiter. Every week I come down to the restaurant here. Thank you. Thank you. To give you a little stump speech, because I know the major presidential candidates don't come to visit you here. So, being a former vice president of the United States, well, the surrealist vice president of the United States, I feel that I can bring the stump, as it were, to the edge cliff. So I have a few remarks. Yes, I put on the old pair of track shoes that I wore back in Campoon 76. Found them in the back of my musty costume closet. They fit my feet, and I can squeeze in a lot of hot stump action now. I can imagine I'm in the race again, along with all those highly qualified vice presidential candidates elbowing each other in the Democratic pack. And, of course, I keep a respectful distance behind W, who's running ahead of the pack in the Buckingham hunt. Very foxy of you, Mr. President. Campoon 76. That was the election year I ran with George Papoon on the Not Insane platform, and we won by a landslide. That's because the rocks were all voting for George, strata by strata. We stumped the country. That's right. We asked questions that couldn't be answered. Like, is secrecy not insane? Does mentholated paper currency fight inflation? And what about whale power? Mm-hmm. Now, who spoke for the whales this past week? Oh, it was a thriller of a... Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Well, it wasn't a thriller of a week. Senator Kerry offered the forgettable slogan, a real deal, last week. Sounds like two muddy boots in an Iowa cornfield. Real deal, schlag, schlag, real deal, schlag, schlag. To contrast, of course, to W's raw deal. That sounds like a Kenny Bunkport party snack to me. I don't know. Meanwhile, General, let's get organized around here, Clark. Found a few more guys to yell at and a few people to tell where to stand. You know, the kind of things that generals like to do in the swell of ambition after retirement. Senator Lieberman made no reference this past week to the brewing scandal about the fact that he may already be vice president, owing to an accident of Texas geography. More about that later. Since Lieberman is sort of a fourth-dimensional veep anyway, well, it might put him back in the running, considering that he's already got the advantage of almost, well, maybe being sort of elected. Oh, I got a postcard in Spanish from Hector Elizondo endorsing Dennis, I've got a little list, Kucinich, this year's Titanic candidate. Yes, he will go down with the ship, but will he take the bad guys with him? Being elected hardly matters anymore, since science has learned to make nanotransistors out of DNA. Did you read about that? Along with Wi-Fi, these advances in science promise to plug you into the me matrix anytime and anywhere you finally give in to the profound pleasure that the reiterated images of Phil Spector and Michael Jackson provide. Oh. You know, the zone-out level of self-absorbedly identifying with someone else's corporately designed media image was attained even by NPR and the New York Times last week. And who spoke for the whales? Back in Campoon 76, Not Insane candidate George Papoon made a few remarks after a long meeting with C.W. Bubbles Baleen, a Pacific right whale who'd recently dropped out of the race and endorsed George. George asked, what about whale power? The elder statesman of the sea will not demand it, although human beings must. The whales, after all, chose the sea back in the good old days when you could still make a choice about how you wanted to live. I wish to restore communication with the Trans-Global Whale Network, with its many channels of gossip and information in operation around the globe. I want to find out as much as I can about the two great cetacean mysteries, the beautiful dream of whales in which time stands perfectly still and may be looked at all at once instead of in process, and whales play, a psychophysical exercise which formerly kept all who were sensible to it in a state of warm tranquility and peace, but which has gone unperformed since the H-bomb tests of 1954. Well, since the Navy wants the whales and dolphins to tune into Clear Channel's brand new super sonar, and since the whales and dolphins would rather listen to National Aquatic Radio and do those magnificent ceremonials which keep the rest of us cooking, let me declare, in the face of Senator Kerry's real deal, a whale of a deal. Vote for whales. Vote not insane. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you.
Oh, George. I like how George gets everyone. You know, he doesn't really take sides.